I'm Amy Callison with Green to Glow Microgreens, brilliant nutrition with brilliant microgreens, and you're listening to the Farmers Market Podcast.
Strolling through the market, it's a beautiful day. Fresh picked produce just a step away. Meat and dairy from the farm to your plate. Homemade crafts that are truly great. Keep it fresh, keep it local. Celebrate the heart of a community focal. From veggies to honey, there's so much to see. The Farmers Market Podcast is the place to be.
Welcome to the Farmers Market Podcast, the show where we explore the stories behind local food, local growing, and healthier living. I'm your host, Stephen Holt, and today we're diving into the tiny, tiny world of microgreens. Great day, everybody. My name is Stephen Holt, and today we're talking about microgreens. If you've never heard of them before, microgreens are those young vegetable greens harvested just after the first leaves appear. They may be small, but they pack a powerful punch, loaded with up to 40 times the nutrients of their fully grown counterparts. These little greens are changing the way people think about fresh food, and today's guest knows all about that firsthand. Amy Callison, founder of Greens to Glow, in Spartanburg, South Carolina, has been growing and educating people on microgreens since 2022. She's helping her community eat fresher and healthier, whether by supplying local farmers markets or offering grow kits or providing fresh microgreen bowls right to customers' kitchens. We'll chat with Amy about what makes microgreens so special, the challenges of growing indoors, and how she's turning her passion into a thriving local business. And stick around for our garden tip of the week. This time we're talking about choosing the right tomato variety for your garden. I can tell you firsthand, my wife wants some slicing tomatoes this year. Whether you're growing for flavor, size, or hardiness, picking the right variety makes all the difference. And right here in the upstate, we have an amazing local resource, Park Seed, one of the oldest and most trusted seed companies in the country. We'll share some expert tips on getting the most out of your tomato plants straight from the folks who know seeds the best. So let's get growing with today's show.
My name is Amy Callison, and I grow microgreens. My company is called Greens to Glow, and we're out of Spartanburg, South Carolina. We have been in business since 2022.
Now, what inspired you to start this journey?
In 2021, I bought a new house with some property, and I was going to plant a big garden. Started looking into permaculture and the regenerative soil and all that. And then I stumbled upon microgreens. And with the climate being so unpredictable and pests and all that, I decided to go the microgreen route because I can grow inside. It's environmentally controlled, and I have control of the greens, basically.
And how long did it take you to get started? It
took about a year to learn how to grow them. And now I grow over 40 varieties, but then I have my basic set that I grow every week, but I'm capable of growing over 40 varieties. So it was a big learning curve for me. But now I think that I've got it down pretty well. I think what makes me different is I offer several platforms on how to consume them. Like I offer the harvested pack with five varieties in it. We call that the Get Glowing Variety Pack. And then I offer the fresh bowls, which are bowls that you can, it's like having a garden on your kitchen counter. And then I also offer grow kits so that the customer can learn how to grow on their own if that's what the route they choose. So I think that makes me unique. And the fresh bowls, I think, are my favorite because you only harvest what you want to consume that day, and then the rest keeps growing. And then if you use it the next day, it's still just as fresh.
Oh no, that's a pretty cool thing to add to the mix. You can actually keep cutting and eating and growing the microgreens. Now, tell me, what's your favorite part about going to the farmers markets?
My favorite part is definitely educating. There's a lot of educating that goes on because a lot of people don't know about microgreens, that you can just put them into your daily diet and the value that they hold for nutrition. So that's, and then seeing their reactions when they taste the intense flavors and knowing that it's actually good for them. That's my favorite part of it.
You were telling me earlier about a story about a particular customer. Can you share that with our audience?
I have a customer. She's no longer my customer because she moved away. But what happened is she started working with a nutritionist. I think it was last summer, and they were detoxing and she was eating healthy, and she would come and buy 6 to 10 of the fresh bowls from me every week. And she went through the program with the nutritionist, and she was so happy. She looked so good, and she met a man and they got married and she moved to North Carolina. So I like that story. I have this young family up in the Traveler's Rest Market. They have a little 4-year-old, and they come to my booth first. It's their first stop, so they can get a small container of cantaloupe, and the little girl walks around and eats it like popcorn or candy.
Oh, that's pretty awesome. Now, what are some of the markets that you attend?
Frosty Farmer. I do Traveler's Rest in the summer. We do Greer, which was on Tuesday night, and now she's moved it to Sunday. So that'll be interesting. And then been invited to Woodruff. They're on year two, so we're going to try that one this year. And then in April, we've been invited to the Make Greenville Greener Market they're going to have on Earth Day.
Wow. Now that's a busy schedule.
Yeah. My weekends are full, but I love it. So there's nothing else I would rather be doing.
That's awesome. Now, what advice would you give to somebody who's thinking about becoming a vendor, or maybe they want to start growing their own microgreens?
I would say go for it. Especially the growing part of it. Like, if you're consuming a lot of them and you want to implement into your diet, I support and I try to teach people to learn how to do that. Just more economical. One thing I haven't done in the 2 years is I haven't raised my prices, and I'm set on keeping them at the seeds of what everything else has gone up. I'm trying to, you know, cut some corners to where I don't have to raise my prices. So for customers that are eating them regularly, I promote learning how to grow them. So that, I think, because they're not that difficult to grow. There's stages that you have to take. And as long as you follow the stages, they're pretty easy to grow, but they are time consuming.
So what's the next step for greens to glow?
I don't really know. I am just going where it goes. I don't have this big business platform plan going, or I don't want to get too big. I like the local, the face-to-face interactions. I like my regular, you know, I deliver on Fridays, and I have probably 30 customers that are just wonderful, and they're reliable. I have a company that's doing dog ice cream, and they're wanting to buy my cantaloupe. I have grow racks that I want to get into more retail spaces with the growing kits. And I'm leaning towards more on the education side, going to community centers and senior living and teaching, doing the teaching part of it. Because I just feel like if people can get the implement these into their diet, it's going to help a lot of the problems that we're having with the processed food.
So getting back to the basics, is that kind of part of your message?
Yeah. And I think also with the client, I think this business platform, growing platform, is a little bit safer because of the climate is so unpredictable. You know, it's hard. We had snow last week and today it was almost 70. So, I mean, to have something outside, I think is great. And I do have a small garden, but I don't know how you maintain when you have weather that's so unpredictable. So I like the aspect of being able to control the environment and grow it indoors. And I can do it year round. You know, my customers get delivered every Friday. It doesn't matter if it's January. So that's a positive.
Yeah, that's definitely a big plus. So what's the best way people can find you?
They can call me, direct message me on Instagram or Facebook. I have a website. It's www.greenstoglow.com.
Yeah, I think you mentioned that it's not up and running just yet, but it will be shortly. And before we go, Amy, thank you so much for this interview. And is there a message that you would like to leave people with?
For the fellow vendors or people that are thinking about doing markets, I would say keep your head down, keep doing it. There's going to be good days and bad days. For the customers that are wanting to start a wellness journey, microgreens are a great way to just add to your diet, add to your health routine.
What an incredible conversation with Amy Callison. From her passion for microgreens to her dedication to educating customers, it's clear she's growing more than just plants. She's growing a movement toward healthier living. If you're in the Spartanburg area or the Greenville area, be sure to check out Greens to Glow at a local farmer's market, or follow Amy on social media to learn more about her fresh bowls, grow kits, and delivery options. And for more inspiring stories from local food producers and champions, make sure to subscribe to the podcast and leave us a review. We'd love to hear from you. Now stay tuned, because after the break, we're going to have a garden tip of the week talking about tomatoes.
Proudly brought to you by American Designs, where creativity meets community and country. At American Designs, we believe in the values that make this country great. Hard work, creativity, and quality. They're your hometown partner for print-on-demand products that turn ideas into cozy custom apparel, thoughtful gifts, and so much more. Focus on building your dreams, all while staying rooted in American tradition. Check out American Designs of the Farmers Market podcast page or on Facebook for a direct link to their story.
All right, folks, it's time for our garden tip of the week. And today we're talking about one of the most beloved vegetables in your garden, and that is the tomato. And better yet, it's the slicing tomato. So no, I have full transparency, full disclosure. I have yet to grow many. I've grown one or two good slicing tomatoes. So this year, I am going to attempt to grow, and I'll document it as well, the Better Boy tomato, the greatest slicing tomato known to man. Well, okay, we can argue, but if you're looking for like a perfect balance of size and flavor and disease resistance, Better Boy is like your go-to. It's one you'll want to add to your garden this season. So, you know, what makes the Better Boy this tomato rock star? Well, first off, it's a hybrid variety, meaning it's been bred for high yield, strong disease resistance, and a reliable, juicy flavor. It's, you know, it's the kind of tomato that's just as good sliced on a sandwich as it is in a fresh summer salad. So I'm going for the sliced on a sandwich size. But if you're into canning, yep, Better Boy's got you covered there too. So you can't go wrong with canning. So let's talk about how we can get these plants off to a great start, like right now in February, whether you're growing from the seed or like the ones from Park Seed right here in the upstate, or if you're buying transplants later in the season, you'll want to plant them in full sun, in a full sun location with rich, well draining soil. Tomatoes love the sun. So aim for at least 6 to 8 hours of direct sunlight every day. So if you're planting them on the side of your house, just remember they need a lot of sun. And here's a little pro tip when planting tomatoes. When you plant your seedlings, bury them deep. I know it sounds odd that but tomatoes can develop extra roots along their stems, making for stronger, healthier plant, and they can handle the summer storms and the heavy fruit load. So just remember that you can plant your seedlings pretty deep. I've actually planted them sometimes up until the first leaf. And what's crazy is when I have dug these up and planted, you know, new vegetables in that same plot, the roots and the vine systems grow these little tentacles off, and you can literally grow tomato plants from those stems. But anyway, that's a whole nother story. Let's stay focused on planting better tomatoes. So we're talking about the Better Boy tomato. I'm going to plant these. I'm literally going, as a matter of fact, I'm going to click to the website right now, and I am going to look at, on Park Seeds website, the Better Boy hybrid tomato seeds. They are going for approximately, for 30 seeds, they're about $7, $6.95. So I'm gonna plant these this year, and we're gonna see how we do. Now I had to go back. I was talking with my wife, and I was asking and then kind of explaining to her when her dad, my father-in-law, was planting tomatoes. Now he's planted a million, I don't want to say million tomatoes, but it's been a lot. And when I've gone to his garden, some of those tomatoes are the best tasting tomatoes I've ever had. And I said, okay, so what's the secret? Well, how are you getting this? Before he passed away, I did ask him some gardening, you know, advice. I said, what's the secret? And my father-in-law told me this. His name is Ralph. And he told me this. He said, if you want good tomatoes, he said, the best thing I can tell you is throw some magnesium and gypsum in the hole before you plant your plants. I had never heard that before. So I had to do a little bit of research. I didn't do it last year, but I'm going to do it this year. So I'm going to follow his advice. And I'm going to do and put magnesium and gypsum into the planting hole when I transplant my seedling. So here's what I did. I found out a little bit of research on magnesium and gypsum. So magnesium, a good source of magnesium is Epsom salt. I did not know that until I started doing this research. So Epsom salt, and then gypsum, I think you can just buy gypsum, is good for calcium and sulfur. So what is that? What does magnesium do? And what does calcium and sulfur do? Well, if you go back and you understand soil science, and I'm not a soil scientist by any stretch, but when I worked for a compost manufacturing company, I did learn a lot about what is in the soil and what needs to be in the soil for good, healthy plants to grow. So, well, magnesium is essential for chlorophyll production. Chlorophyll is what develops in the leaves, and it's what gives the plant its energy. It keeps your tomato plants lush and green. That's the chlorophyll. It also improves, this is magnesium, it improves your nutrient uptake. That's key. It ensures that your plants get everything they need from the soil. So that's what magnesium is good for. And okay, gypsum. I didn't know that much about gypsum. So it's a game changer for preventing blossom and rot. We have all, if you have grown any tomatoes, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Blossom and rot are those little hard patches of blackness and just crusty stuff on the bottom end of your tomato. And it's caused by a calcium deficiency in the soil. So that's what gypsum helps with, calcium and sulfur. Now, it also helps to break up heavy clay soils. Now, if you live in South Carolina and you're not near the coast where it's really sandy, but if you live in South Carolina, you know what I'm talking about clay soils. It was called the iodine state for a reason, but clay soils, you get about six, maybe 12 to 18 inches into the soil. And in some parts, you don't even have to go that deep. You're going to hit clay. And you see a lot of that here in the upstate. So before you tuck your Better Boy seedling into the ground, toss in a handful of these nutrients. Remember, Epsom salt's a good source of magnesium, but I will warn you, I did a little bit of research. If you put too much in there, you could burn your roots. So I think they suggest, there's a suggestion out there about 2 tablespoons per gallon if you wanted to do like a liquid addition of the magnesium, or you can just throw the hand, you know, just maybe a tablespoon of Epsom salt in the hole. Now, it'll give your plants a strong foundation and it'll keep them thriving all season long. This is going to be my test season. I am going to grow Better Boy. I'm going to attempt to grow Better Boy tomatoes using my father-in-law's tips and secret, his old school gardening secret. And I'm going to use Epsom salt and Jimson. So wish me luck. And hey, follow me along this journey. Now, I will say this. If you want strong plants, Better Boys can produce tomatoes up to a pound each. That's crazy talk. I've never had a tomato about a pound each. So you'll need to provide some solid support like a sturdy cage or trellis. I usually use one of the standard tomato cages. Trust me, once these tomatoes start coming in, I've seen them on my father-in-law's plants and they're huge. Your plants will thank you for the extra support, I guarantee you. So, and let's talk about watering. Tomatoes like deep, consistent watering. And one thing I did learn from a couple of books I've read and some market gardeners that I did follow, you want to keep the water at the root level. You don't want the water hitting the leaves necessarily. Wet leaves can lead to fungal diseases, and you don't want that. And for extra protection, you could put a layer of mulch around the base, which will help retain the moisture and keep the soil temperature pretty steady. So anyway, that's, you know, as far as watering goes, about 1 to 2 inches per week. And it's, you know, the trick is water at the base. That is the trick, not overhead onto the leaves. You want to water at the base when it comes to tomato plants. So, all right. So that is your garden tip of the week. Better Boy, slicing tomatoes, Jimson, and magnesium. Kind of the go-to trick before you plant your seedlings. So right now you need to get your seedlings going if you haven't already done that. It's February. I know it's early, but if you look at how long it takes for these tomatoes to work its magic, I mean, you're looking at a maturity date of about 70 days. So that puts you in, you got March, that's 30. You got April, maybe early May when you start seeing these tomatoes. So that's if you start now, 70 days to maturity. And just remember, and we'll talk a little bit. I'll follow the process with my tomato plants. I will start today and we'll follow the process and I'll let you know exactly what's going on every step of the way, because my wife really would love some slicing tomatoes. And it's about time. You know, I've been growing for a while now. It's time. It's time to really bring home the best tomatoes in the county. Okay, maybe not the county, but at least in my house. So anyway, that's this week's garden tip of the week. I want to thank you for joining me on this edition of the Farmers Market Podcast. We learned a lot about microgreens. There's so much more to learn. Microgreens, and of course we learned about the ever popular tomato and the Better Boy hybrid variety. Until the next time, I'm Stephen Holt for the Farmers Market Podcast. Keep it fresh, keep it local.
Strolling through the market, it's a beautiful day. Fresh picked produce just a step away. Meat and dairy from the farm to your plate. Homemade crafts that are truly great. Keep it fresh, keep it local. Celebrate the heart of a community focal. From veggies to honey, there's so much to see. The Farmers Market Podcast is the place to be. Learn about the farmers and the seeds they sow. The beekeeper's secrets and how gardens grow. Homesteading wisdom, tips galore. Every week,
there's always more. Keep it fresh, keep it local, celebrate the heart of the community focal. From veggies to honey, there's so much to see. The Farmer's Market Podcast is the place to be. The cluck of the chickens, the buzz of the bees, fresh air and sunshine, it's all you need. Connecting with the farmers, the crafters too. Every episode there's something new. Keep it fresh, keep it local, celebrate the heart of the community focal. From veggies to honey, there's so much to see. The Farmer's Market Podcast is the place to be. So grab your basket and come along. Tune in each week for the freshest song. The Farmer's Market Podcast.